Fake.
And most of his profits have all come from government grants. So he's basically been given most of what he's gotten. Not to say he doesn't work hard or he didn't work hard. He was involved in PayPal and all that. But he's not like a real entrepreneur, real self-made sort of a person. And I think really that they, because a lot of their old billionaires are all dying now, right? And they want to have control of some of the newer young guys, and they want to create the new billionaires. So they create, you know, they created Bill Gates, right? Like, totally took care of him, make sure he could take over, steal DOS, all that kind of stuff, and become a trillionaire so he can now do their plans, right? Which is what he's doing. And Elon's the same. He'll be there at some point. I think Elon's been at Bilderberg. Like, he's just your new Bill Gates, basically. And just like any of these guys, just like Bezos, who used to be, you know, one of the younger guys, now he's like really in the club. They want to control a lot of the media. That's one of the biggest things in this world, because people still pay attention to it. It's sad, but they do. And because of that, they want to take over a lot of media. Well, it's actually really smart. Elon Musk wants to take over one of the, probably the most, I don't know what the word would be, not power, yeah, maybe even powerful. Probably the most powerful media place on Earth, in that most people are on it. And it's a place where a lot of ideas are talked about and stuff like that. And so it makes total sense for him to want to take it over. Now, we'll see if he can or he can't. And this is going to be very telling to see what happens. And, you know, he could be going a little rogue. It is possible. You know, especially when they're younger, it's after decades and decades of drinking the kids' blood and all the ceremonies and all that, they really get like super evil. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting. And don't forget too, like, he's like total BS about the lethal injections. Like, in September of 2020, Musk said that he and his family wouldn't get vaccinated because they weren't at risk. Now, that's pretty cool. But 1 year later, in December 2021, in an interview with Time, he said his family was lethally injected, and he said, because the science is unequivocal.
Unequivocal.
Now, I could get him lying about his family being lethally injected. That's actually, you know, at some point, I'll probably lie about it as well. You know, just to travel or whatever. Yeah, I've done it so many times. Yellow fever and all these things that you used to always need. I have a great doctor. His name's Dr. Photoshop. And if I'm trying to travel and some criminal gets in my way and he wants to see a piece of paper, I always have the piece of paper. It's for